What's going on, everybody? My name is Rob, and I'm the host of The Curated Culture, a weekly podcast dedicated to dissecting the latest and greatest news from around the world of tech and pop culture. Now, we all know the internet can be a busy, noisy place, so let us calm that noise for you. Join us as we discuss the latest and greatest topics from the people and sources that matter most. Check us out every Thursday as we jump into fresh, original content, new interviews, and a host of other subjects that we know you'll find interesting. So jump in to whatever your favorite podcast app is and search The Curated Culture. Make sure you subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode. And in the meantime, we'll catch y'all on the air.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, and welcome back to Realistic Sustainability's Educational Shorts. Last week I recorded, I had a rough day. Rough week. And it was my opportunity to kind of just throw it out there and let everybody hear it. But, you know, there are things that we can do that make it easier. And I talked about continuously doing good or little bit, big bit. But this weekend, it was just the opposite. Although it was a lot of work and I was running around and scrambling, this weekend, I recharged. No matter how work can be stressful, no matter how life can throw things at you, this weekend was awesome. So at Dabble this weekend, we did a community event. That could mean anything. But for the last 6 months, I've been collecting mom-to-mom items that parents no longer need. The child has grown out of them. And that stuff usually sits in closets. Bad for sustainability because they don't get reused and people go and buy more stuff. Well, we put it out there to the community. Bring it to us. We had a basement full, an absolute basement full. And this weekend, we set it out. We completely filled Dabble, like 1,500 square foot filled with donations from the community to other new parents. How cool is that? This place was so full. I had boxes and boxes sitting behind the counters so that as people took things, I could replace them. And yeah, I meant take. I didn't pay for all this. Why would I charge for it? We didn't even get a sponsor for this event. So Dabble, in its sense, sponsored it itself. We just opened the doors and told everybody, come get it. If you need it, come get it. If you want it, come get it. From baby clothes to baby bottles, all kinds of things. Boxes of diapers, tons, and I mean a ton of stuff that filled this building. We helped 74 families from the surrounding area this week. Yeah, 74 people don't have to go buy these things. We gave it to them. And it's a lot of fun because people don't understand the concept that we're just giving it away. People try to pay for it. They don't know where the register is. To me, that's fun because here's the deal. A lot of people complain about communities not being communities anymore. But then they also complain about the things that make a community, which is giving, which is helping, which is caring. So it's fun to watch people confused on why I'm not accepting money, why Dabble or myself or my wife and I, or whoever, is just doing this because we want to. It was an amazing day. I think I received more hugs in one day than I have in a long, long time. There's a lot of people out there need things. It's not easy when you first have a child to be able to get all the clothing, to get all the formula and the bottles and the diapers. And assistance doesn't cover some of that stuff. Community does. And that's part of sustainability. When we talked in the past about sustainable communities, it's events like this. Yeah, it cost my day and it cost me using my building. But I bet you in some communities, there's churches or other places that would just let you use the building. Because to be honest, for Dabble, it just tells everybody where we're at. It's almost like a commercial. It's almost like marketing. But it's giving to the community. I didn't really spend anything other than having the building open. Any community can help the people within their community. It just takes a little effort. It took me putting out some Facebook posts saying, hey, we're going to do this. Please feel free to drop things off. And trust me, people dropped things off. The community, stop. We had someone show up with full truckloads of baby clothes and toys and bassinets, those playpens, all of it, all of it. And do you know how much our community needed it? What is left, the amount that I will save for next year's Mom to Mom event, fits in three tubs. Yeah, three tubs. I'll store those in the basement. Next year, we'll bring them out, wash them, deodorize them, and put them back on the tables with everybody else's new donations. Even some of the people who brought things were from the last one. Their child outgrew it. It's still in good condition. They brought it back to us to give it to another family. This is how sustainability embeds itself in a community. This is how communities become stronger, how those fibers intertwine, and how people quit fighting and start caring for each other. We share is what we do. So now in Durand, we not only have the Edible Landscape Project offering free food, but we're starting to get where people realize that Dabble's going to offer free mom-to-mom items, that we're going to give away school supplies just before school, that Halloween costumes, which really can be a burden to families at times when you just bought all your school supplies. Well, we'll give those away too. People will start bringing in all their old items. We'll start separating them, cleaning them, and putting them back out so that the community can take them. Now these items don't sit in a closet unused. These items, they don't go to a landfill. They don't find their way to the forever bin, off to away. They don't. They don't sit in a landfill. Some of these things will outlive us by hundreds of years. Instead, we get them to someone else who needs them. And trust me, people need them. And that was a great day. We saved a building's worth of things that were probably going to sit in storage or go to the trash and got them to the families who need them so they don't have to buy more things. And most of them will bring them right back for someone else next year. That is a community. And that's how it's supposed to work with sustainability. Thank you so much for listening. I know some of these have been shorter. Some of them have been longer. I got a little long-winded on some of them. I'm trying to keep them between 7 and 10 minutes. So hopefully I'm pretty close. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend. Share it on social media. Find someone who works in your city and share it with them, because they're the people that need to understand sustainability needs to be embedded into communities in through their urban planning and through their action. If you'd like to help Realistic Sustainability, you know I'm going to say, give us a 5-star review. You can do it on Spotify or iTunes, both of them now. And thank you for all of you who have already done it. And before I go, I want to remind everybody, very, very soon, Realistic Sustainability is going to open a Patreon where if you choose to donate to the show, you could have some different experiences, maybe even some merch, because now we've got local vendors, local crafters, artists making things for Realistic Sustainability. Pretty soon, I'm going to get my new cup. My new cup says do is greater than say, of course. And I'm pretty sure we're going to get a nice sparkly one for Nick that says little bit, big bit. So keep your eye on the site. Soon, those are going to show up to be purchasable, or you might even get them as a gift on the Patreon. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Mike, and I will see you next week.